Hey, in a, in one of the storylines that I'm so interested in, that WWE has an opportunity to cash in, Sasha Banks got a big SmackDown Women's Championship match with Bayley and four other girls who absolutely have no chance.
All right, WrestleMania 36, it is so big. I mean, last year, 7.5 hours for WrestleMania 35. WrestleMania 36 gets to 2 days, tomorrow and Sunday. And we get the opportunity to talk to one of the best guys that cover the sport, Brian Alvarez from Wrestling Observer. Brian, thanks for your time. Welcome to the Gary Sharp Show in Omaha.
Hey, what's going on?
George here is elated. He's got 2 days of WrestleMania. We've talked about it. We know why they are moving forward with WWE's greatest event. They lead up to this. But in this current world that we live in, when it comes to WWE, which continues to move forward, what do you think the audience numbers will look like for this two-day event?
That's a great question. I mean, the thing that they're doing this year, besides just doing 2 days, is they have this bizarre strategy where they're offering this show on pay-per-view, like through your cable company, for $30 a day. They're offering it on Fight TV for $60, and they're offering it on the Fox Sports app for $60. But you can just go to the WWE Network and sign up and get the show for free. So I have absolutely no idea why. I mean, I guess maybe they're hoping there's a bunch of people out there that don't know anything about WWE that are just going to pay $60 when they could get the show for free. But I can't imagine them doing any numbers on Fight, because you already have a bunch of pro wrestling fans that know about Fight TV, and they're not going to pay $60 when they can get it for free, or $9.99. And I can't imagine the Fox app doing a lot of numbers. And as far as the WWE Network, I mean, I figure it'll do as well as any WrestleMania does on the WWE Network. I mean, in past years, they had increased numbers for the network, and they had people going to people's houses to watch the show. But, I mean, people aren't going to go to people's houses this year to watch the show, or at least they're not supposed to in most places. So I think it's going to do what a normal show does on the network. I don't think it's going to do any sort of blow-away numbers.
Why do they feel the need to tape it in advance?
Well, they can't go live. I mean, right now, they've taped through April 8th. So they've taped WrestleMania. They've taped Raw on Monday. They've taped NXT on Wednesday. And I don't even know if they've taped SmackDown. So they can't tape anything in Florida. They can't tape anything in the Performance Center. They can't tape anything in Atlanta. I don't know what they would tape in Atlanta, but they can't tape anything in New York. All of these states are closed down. So, I mean, in order to run live today, or Saturday and Sunday, they would have to find a state that would allow them to run, and a building to run in, and a state that's going to allow more than 10 people to be on the set at any one time. And once April 8 rolls around, I don't know where they're going to tape. I'm sure they're trying to find somewhere, but more and more places are being shut down every day. So I don't know what that's going to mean for WWE.
Hey, Brian, is the reality of the situation is there a chance that WWE could just take a break after Mania, after their tape shows that they already have taped?
They may be forced to take a break. I mean, I don't think Vince McMahon wants to take a break. And, you know, more importantly than that, something that a lot of people aren't talking about, and I actually don't know what they have been told, but I do know that there have been other Bellator MMA, for example, they had a deal with DAZN. And because they're not running shows, DAZN is not paying them. And WWE and AEW, you know, they've signed contracts to provide programming for USA Network, Fox, and TNT. And there is a possibility that if WWE shuts down for a while, they're not going to be making their television money. And their television money is by far their biggest revenue stream. And so my guess is that Vince is going to try to find some way, come hell or high water, to get shows to USA Network and Fox in case there is an issue of them not providing programming and not getting paid.
So we've got the card. It's a card that's big enough that they're splitting it up into 2 days. And a lot of these storylines have been going on for months and months and months. Which storyline are you most interested in seeing pretty much come to a halt this weekend?
I mean, far and away, it's Edge and Randy Orton. Mm. I mean, of all of the programs that they've done, in my opinion, like most all of them, I feel, well, that could have been the build to any show. That could have been the build to Elimination Chamber. That could have been the build to the Royal Rumble. That could have been the build to TLC. It's just your random WWE stuff. But Edge and Randy Orton, to me, is a feud that feels like this is a WrestleMania match right here. This is a WrestleMania main event style match. Randy Orton has been unbelievable, like the best in his entire career. Edge has been unbelievable. You know, Edge left and did a lot of acting. And so now he's had the opportunity to come back and add some of the stuff that he learned what he did acting to his pro wrestling character. I mean, he's as good or better than he's ever been. This is by far, to me, the most important thing of the weekend.
Hey, how much longer does The Undertaker hang around?
Do you guys remember when he lost to Brock Lesnar?
Yeah.
Like, what was it? 2014, I think it was?
Yeah, six years ago.
Yeah, so the reason he lost to Undertaker that day was because he showed up at the building and Vince just looked at him moving around and he thought, man, this is it. Like, this is it. So I don't think this guy's coming back next year. So let's just end the streak. That's why Brock won that day, you know? And so how many years ago was that? 6, 7 years?
Yeah.
And then there was the year that he lost to Roman Reigns and he took his boots off and he put him in the middle of the ring and everything like that. I mean, that was going to be a retirement and he's back. So, I mean, I have a feeling now that as long as he can walk, they're probably going to bring him back for something every year. But, you know, the original idea was that he was done in 2014. And here we are, 2020.
Hey, what do you think the next storyline or what role does John Cena have?
Well, you know, John Cena has been doing movies and he's gone kind of full bore into that. And he was very critical of The Rock many, many years ago for doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And he's since apologized to The Rock because I think he's realized, man, these are great opportunities. I'm 40 years old. I'm not getting killed out there. But, you know, I can still come back and do a wrestling match every now and then. And I think that he feels because he was so critical of The Rock, even though he apologized, I think he feels that as long as I can still do a match, I think I probably should come back once or twice a year. So I don't think that you're going to see regular appearances of John Cena. Like if they find a place to tape TV, I would be very surprised if you saw John Cena there. But I do think that, you know, a SummerSlam here and there, probably every WrestleMania for the foreseeable future, they're going to put something together for him. But I mean, even then, it was like last year, a couple of years ago, they had, you know, that thing with The Undertaker where, you know, he didn't have a match at WrestleMania. And then he comes out in his street clothes or whatever, and they go like 2 minutes or whatever. I mean, you'll be seeing stuff like that, but I think that John Cena's days as a full-time wrestler are pretty much over.
So I've got to ask this. What happens this weekend where Vince McMahon wakes up on Monday morning and he's got a big smile on his face? What needs to happen at WrestleMania in regards to numbers or maybe what's going on social media? What needs to happen this weekend that puts a smile on Vince's face Monday morning?
Well, I don't know because I mean, WrestleMania has been taped, so, I mean, if he has a smile on his face or a frown on his face, I mean, it's already there. He knows, he's already seen the whole show.
Right.
And, I mean, if he doesn't like it, there's nothing he can do about it. So Monday is going to be all about, I mean, you know, the only thing that I think is going to really put a big smile on his face Monday would be, like, if the stock market turned around, which I'm not expecting, or if somehow he gets this information that, oh, my God, we did tons of buys on the Fox app, and the fight app. But I can't even imagine how to buy on those apps because anybody knows anything about wrestling, I mean, they're going to get the show on the network. So I don't know what's going to happen Monday where he's going to wake up and have a smile. I mean, maybe, you know, maybe he'll find word that there's somewhere that they can tape. I mean, if that'll give him a smile on his face. Otherwise, he's going to be in a really bad mood for a few days.
So, Brian, you've been covering wrestling for a very long time, and you've covered a number of WrestleManias. Do you have a favorite, like, match? Do you have a favorite mania?
Man, a favorite match or a favorite mania? I mean, I really don't. I mean, I remember a lot of great WrestleManias, but I don't know if there's one that I would stick out above all of the other ones. I mean, the thing is, since 2006, I think with one exception, I have gone to every WrestleMania. And when you go to WrestleMania, I never have had a bad time live. Actually, I take that back. Last year was absolutely horrific, but it wasn't really because of the show. I mean, it was to a degree because the show went 7.5 hours.
Jesus.
So I was sitting there for 7.5 hours, and it was getting cold.
Yeah.
And then once the show was over, like, it was raining, and nobody could get to their vehicles to get home because the traffic getting out of the building was horrendous. So that was a bad experience. But, I mean, in general, I've enjoyed, like, all of the WrestleManias I've got to. Even shows that, you know, I go home and I read online, oh, we hated this show. Oh, this Triple H Sting match, it sucked. I mean, I was there live, and I thought it was a lot of fun. So I can't really, if I watched them all on television live, I'd probably be able to give you a better answer. But having been there, the live WrestleMania experience is usually just so much fun that, I mean, I enjoy all of them. But I mean, certainly, you know, WrestleMania 10, WrestleMania X7, you know, shows like that have been, you know, above average for a WrestleMania.
Well, this will be a WrestleMania that'll, I mean, of course, it'll be unlike any other, and it's unfortunate because this is the premier thing for this sport, and we'll get through it, but I'll be curious to see the storylines and things that'll change. Brian, we appreciate your knowledge and joining us on the show, and keep up the great work.
Yeah, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
That's Brian Alvarez, who covers professional wrestling. You follow him on Twitter, as most of you do that love wrestling, at Brian Alvarez. Him and Dave Metzler do Wrestling Observer. Pretty opinionated about the sport. I got a passion for the sport. And good question, George. What will make Vince McMahon happy?
Man. Earlier this week or the end of last week, I woke up and I was like, wow, WrestleMania is coming up and I'm supposed to be head over heels, ready to go, like excited. Finally, I'm there. It hit now. Finally, I'm there though.
Well, you know, they've taken all the precautions to protect their wrestlers and their product and their staff, and now they'll put on their biggest show every year. 2 days, Rob Gronkowski will be the one to steer everyone through it. That'll be quite interesting. We come back, we'll get the latest on what is going on in our community surrounding COVID-19. That's next, Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.